love The Sims. I'm just kidding. I'm just,
does another Sims episode.
Which is completely, like, not what we did today at all.
No.
That would be really funny, though.
I mean, I would just sit here and talk about The Sims if you were ready to continue with that, so.
I haven't gone back to play Sims since the other day.
Actually, no, that's a lie. I played yesterday. That's something. I can't say that.
I was but going to, say, but then I was
I
like,
played
I
for, like,
finish.
A little less than an hour, though. Like, I was at work, and the day was almost over, and I had done a lot of things. Like, I'd accomplished a ton of things that day, so I'm like, great, I'm going to go play Sims now because I deserve it.
I deserve this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just haven't played it for no reason. I've been off, like, all week, and then I just haven't played it for no reason. But anyway.
It's like that sometimes.
Yeah, I just didn't feel like... I just didn't feel like opening my computer. I was feeling very lazy.
Yeah, I feel it. Like, especially since I have, like, a whole setup over there with, like, a Bluetooth keyboard. It's like, I feel like every time I turn my computer on at home, it's, like, a whole thing. Like, a lot of plugging things in and switching buttons and...
Plugging, clicking, clacking.
Yeah, God forbid I want to use my nice speakers, too.
Then you... Sounds like you really just have to go through an entire setup. You're like, I have to call in, like...
I don't have to. Like, I could just set up my laptop, but then I have to move things out of the way, and it's just, like, a whole thing. And, like, I have to take my laptop out of my backpack, where it basically lives, because, frankly, I don't use it that much.
Well, enough talking about our daily routines.
What are we doing again?
So, we watched more of My First Love. We watched episodes... What was it, like...
Three through five.
And I'm glad that we did, because every single time I kind of pass it on my watch list, I'm like, I really want to watch more of this, but Catherine and I were watching this together, so I have to wait. But I would say I'm really enjoying it now. I'm still feeling the exact same way about Teo that I did before, if not more annoyed, but...
Yeah.
By episode 5, I was less annoyed with him, just because, again, you said that they start to feature him.
Yeah, episode 5, you really actually don't see... I feel like you don't see him that much, like, it focuses on other people more.
Yeah.
So, he's, like, a little less annoying because of that, but...
Yeah. I'm glad that they focused on other people, because they focused on the other people that I cared about.
Yeah.
Which were... Sungi, and I have no idea how to pronounce his name. It's
I want
to say it's like Do Hyun or something like that.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't know.
I sort of remember how to spell it. Like,
they said
D-O-H-Y-E.
She said it. She shouted it, and then I was like, "Oh, that's how you pronounce it," and then immediately forgot it.
Yeah, same.
That's what happens when people don't say people's names that much. But I do have to applaud them for not doing that, because, you know, sometimes. Shows will just, like, unnecessarily say people's names or say, like, bro or sis and shit, and you're like, people don't talk like that.
Yeah.
At least now they've been, like, they actually talk like people who know each other, where you rarely hear their names. Unless they're just like, yeah, we're doing something specific for this person. Which is what they were doing at one point, but I don't want to skip over there. We should probably start back where, like, episode 3. So, let's see, Where did episode 3 start? I kind of forgot.
Okay. It was...
Oh, dead air.
Damn it.
You literally go completely silent. You're like...
I'm thinking.
I know, but you can't think and talk. Say something to fill the silence.
I'm trying to remember, because it was another one of those moments where it's like, okay, we're picking up from the scene from the episode before.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what happened in episode 3. Because I remember how episode 4 started.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so episode 2 started when they were at the police station.
Yes, you mean episode 3?
Yes, what was it? Didn't I?
You said 2.
Whatever, 3. Episode 2 ended with them at the police station, but...
Yeah, which is where episode 2 ended.
Yeah. So they picked up back there, and the police officer was just like...
Are you her guardian?
Yeah, which I was just like, what the fuck? But again, we already went over this.
Her mom left her to be homeless, so, I mean, what's she gonna do?
Yeah, we've already deduced that I guess guardian means just personal contact, because...
Yeah, like emergency contact kind of deal.
Because that really didn't make sense for it to be...
Call this person if I get arrested, you know.
call this person. Help! Help me! Which is really what Tao kind of had to do. He kind of had to... Well, he didn't have to break her out. But they made it seem like, you have to be signed for, ma'am. Like, a package.
Yeah, I know. That was funny.
We have to release this woman into someone else's custody. Young, whatever. I'm assuming that's how you
homeboy.
Yes. I'm gonna just call him Jughead, because in my head, he reminds me of Jughead a little bit.
I feel like he's less cringy, though.
Yeah, he's like Jughead if he wasn't on Riverdale.
He's not trying to be an edgelord.
Yeah. But he's still fighting for his town, because he's a civil servant.
That's true.
Or wants to be a civil servant. So, him and Songhee's developing relationship is literally the only... Well, one of the only aspects of the show I care about. I also care about,
the two side characters.
Yeah, Han and... What's her name?
Garin? Garin?
I know, they really
couldn't
do love
tell you how to say it.
They love the hyphen.
Yeah, truly.
They really do. To which it really breaks up names where I'm like, wait, how do I pronounce this? Is it, like, broken up syllables? Like... actual syllables, or you just say it all together at once, and the hyphen's really just for fun. Just for funsies. I'd love that if it was... The hyphen literally was just for aesthetics.
Oh my god.
We
should start hyphening our names just for the aesthetic. Where would you put a hyphen in your name if you did it for the aesthetic?
Well, my name's... It's very short. It's just Chad. I kind of would have to just put it in the middle.
But for the aesthetic. You don't have to remember, it's just for aesthetic, not for pronunciation.
Then I would put it after the A. Before the D.
Mm. Oh, true.
So it'd be like, chucked.
I like that. Chucked. I like that, yeah.
Do you have one, Catherine, for yours, or are you still thinking about it?
I'm thinking before, so it looks like every time you see my name, it's like I'm signing off.
She's gone.
Bye. Like signing an email informally.
I love that. Just Catherine. Love that. What else happened? So, in these three episodes, we had a lot of development with, I guess, what's his face? Tao, where he thinks that Songhee is in love with him.
Because he overheard her talking on the phone to her friend, saying that she likes someone because he's been helping her out. And he's like, I've been helping her out. She must be in love with me.
Right. He's just super self-absorbed at this point, where he's just like, everything has to be about me. It's just like, bruh, no, you're a friend. They asked you for a favor. Like, you had the means to help. And they were like, you know, he lives in that house by himself. I might as well let me live there.
And my favorite thing about him being so, like, oblivious to all of this is when he talks to her, like, basically freaking out that she, like, that he thinks he likes her and stuff. And the entire time she's just reacting, like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like, I'm so confused.
To which I honestly would be the same. It was just like, wait, what's going on?
Where he's like, hey, I just want you to know I really care about you, like, as a friend. And she's like, okay. And...
And then immediately afterwards, she's just like, so you're rejecting me? Let me reverse that. I don't want you either.
She's like, that's so funny that you're rejecting me, because I don't even like you. classic.
I love that. I love a good reversal.
Yeah, and then he started freaking out, because he's like, wait a minute. How did this happen?
Wait, you don't like me? He's like, so the door really was closed on this? Because I think really in the back of his mind, he was just like, I hope... that she's kind of an option just in case things don't work out for me with bitch in the film department.
Oh my god. She's
the worst.
Yeah. Well, I remember what happened in episode 3. It was a check-in. She's still a bitch.
Yeah, that's what it was.
I'm still convinced that she just hates women specifically. But the guy, she's like, what's up?
Okay, so you know what I'm now just realizing doesn't make any sense? Why was she in the architecture class if she's in the film department? Or is she an architect, but her, like, hobby is film, and she really wants to do that, and that's her whole thing?
No, I'm pretty sure it specifically says she's a film major. Like, she's she's won competitions and stuff or something.
Then why the fuck was she taking that architecture class?
Dude, I don't know. But, like, when they were doing the group project thing, and I think the whole reason they ended up in that same group is because Film Club Girl was friends with the friend of the friend of the friend.
That does... Okay.
Yeah. So...
Does it track? Not really.
Don't know why she was in the class, but I guess fine art students take architecture.
Whoever wrote...
Even though architecture in this show is basically construction.
Yeah, whoever wrote this, that degree of separation does not make any sense.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you
I just want to know what the heck Teo is in school for. What if he's not even enrolled? He just hangs out.
Honestly, at this point, I would believe that.
Yeah.
What classes is he taking? How to manage a household.
He never shows him studying or doing homework or going to class. He's just sort of around. The film club is the closest he goes to studying something.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why I think we harp on it is because I feel like we know what other people are doing.
Yeah. Like, if it was... Because you get dramas where it's like... It's like, I feel like a teen... Not even a teen, but like a college/high school trope where it's like, oh yeah, like, but they never are actually doing the things you do in school, which are like go to class and study and stuff. They're always doing like other hijinks. But like, what every single other person studies or like is into, but except for him, he's just there.
He's just always on a damn moped.
Like, what are his interests?
Moped. Riding around on a moped. And getting a girlfriend.
Yes. That's it.
And being a shitty friend.
And harassing his friends. Yeah, that's playing basketball to deal with his problems.
Those are always such weird sequences whenever they do them. I'm like,
it's exactly like the time Troy was upset in a High School Musical 2 and he played basketball and was just like throwing the basketball and wasn't getting in the hoop, and then his dad came out and they played together and they worked it out.
You mean in High School Musical 1? Because...
No, in 2. Because it was over the summer vacation when he was specifically playing with his dad at his house.
I was going to say, I could have sworn the entire movie took place at that goddamn country club.
No, some of it was actually at Troy's house.
Wow, I really don't remember High School Musical 2 as well as I thought I did. I guess I have to watch it again. It's been years.
Because I want to say it was when him and Gabriella broke up.
I'm going to do a double feature where I just watch High School Musical 2 and Cheetah Girls 2 back-to-back and try to remember what's going on.
I will remind you, the beginning of High School Musical 2 actually takes place at Troy's house, because that's when he gets the call about the job and all his basketball friends are there because they're playing basketball. And he's like, oh, I'll take this job, but only if you hire all my friends too. And they're all like, woo! And then his mom is like, hey, get that basketball out of the sink.
Get that basketball out of the sink. I love this recap. You're just like, I remember it vividly.
I'm so passionate.
I was like listening to...
Can you not tell when I earlier sang the entire solo to I Gotta Go My Own Way? Or not the solo, but the entire like bridge part or whatever?
I mean, let's be real. It's basically a solo.
Yeah, but I think that part's actually the only main duet of the song where they're like singing back and forth. They're like, what about us?
Yeah,
I know that entire solo. Or not the solo, the bridge. Yeah, I keep saying solo, but it's not a solo. It's literally a duet.
Yeah, I think the duet part is literally just the bridge.
Yeah, so I know the entire bridge by heart. And I haven't seen the movie for like a few years at this point.
Well, I definitely have the sing-along version on DVD.
I definitely used to. I don't know if it might still be at my parents' house. I gotta bring it here. I don't know why I don't already have it here. What am I doing? I also don't super have a DVD player, but... I have a PlayStation 2 that plays DVDs, so...
Same difference.
Yeah, it's close enough.
So, I think now Han and... Well, I don't know if Gavrin, I think that's her name. Mm-hmm. I don't know if she likes Han the way that he likes her at this point, or is starting to like her.
Yeah. Like, the show's making it kind of clear that he's, like, kind of into her.
Yeah, the thing is I think she's kind of into him, too, but they haven't, like, expressed all that much. I feel like we've gotten weirdly...
Like, at minimum, they're definitely buds.
Yeah. I think probably... I'm going to assume in the next episode we're going to get a little bit more of her character because we haven't gotten to her in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember seeing that one scene where those people were walking around the street. And at first I was just like, what the fuck are those? I was like, who are those people? Why are they lurking around? And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot those bodyguards are looking for her.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because they had that one weird scene with the mom. It seemed so sinister when that scene happened, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You think she's being hunted by a Bond villain.
Yeah, it's so funny because this show, it's like, it has all these subplots, but, like, for the most part, all these subplots are honestly so minor. Like, they'll have one or two scenes dedicated to it, and that's it. Yeah. Like, Seungri's mom leaving her after that phone call, that's it. You never see her mom again, and it's not, like, there's no development of that plot line. Her mom just like, peace out, and, like,
peace out, Girl Scout.
Yeah, halfway through the second episode, like, or actually, no, after the second episode, that's all just over. There's nothing left in that storyline.
No, the other bit of that storyline is Teo's dad being like, your mom packed up her shop and didn't pay me back.
But, like, you never see her mom again or anything. So you're like, okay, bye, I guess.
She's got to go her own way.
Yeah.
I was saying,
same for Teo's dad being like, no girls at the house. I'll come by regularly. And then it's like, but that never actually happens. So you're like, okay. But then again, maybe, like I said, my theory is that this is only the first part of the season. I think they're going to do, like, a part two instead of, like, a season two, because Netflix is doing that now. I think they're going to do that. And if they do that, maybe more is going to happen. Because the way they ended the last episode, I'm not going to talk about it because you haven't seen it yet, and...
This is one of those rare instances.
I think there's potential for more to happen. Because also just, from the very little I know, a very common length for K-drama seems to be 16 episodes. And this only has 8.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense because I remember Strong Girl, I think that one has like 20 episodes.
Yeah.
Which is, got 19 more of those to watch.
Yeah, really.
I don't know. I'm very much invested in the fact, like, if they do a part two of this, which I think they said that they already were going to do a part two of this, instead of, I don't know if they, I think they did say they were going to do a part two versus season two.
Yeah.
But I also want to say that
it would make more sense, because it doesn't feel like a season.
Yeah, but what's weird is I definitely feel like I saw something saying that there was going to be a season two, not a part two.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Maybe there's... Yes. Who knows? Maybe K-dramas are restructuring the way that they work, or they're trying to break from their mold.
Like I said, I've watched the K-drama Hello My 20s, which I really like. It's probably one of my favorite. It's probably one of the more well-done ones that I've seen that is less dumb. Because there's some where it gets to the point where it's like things like with this Teo, where you're like, okay, now you're just sort of like annoying and I'm not super interested. But like Hello My 20s, for the most part, like I'm into like all the characters, at least on some level.
Mm-hmm.
And they get like pretty deep into that. So good show. But then there's a season two and I never watched it because I'm just paranoid because I've never seen a K-drama with more than one season. And so I know they recast one of the characters. And so I'm like, can I trust it? Or no, they didn't recast a character. Sorry. They got rid of a character and introduced like a new one.
Mm.
And so part of me like just doesn't trust it at all. So I just haven't watched it because I'm like, if I don't watch it, I can't be disappointed.
Well, I mean, Catherine, we've watched a lot of things that you could be disappointed in.
I know, but I liked the first season so much, and it ended in a place where I'm like, honestly, they could have ended the show here, and it would have been, like, okay. Like, it leaves you in a place where you're not necessarily like, I need to see more. It's like, oh no, like, this is, like, a good stopping point where, like, there's still, like, potential in the characters down the road, but, like, they're also at a good stopping point.
Girl, you're preaching to the choir here. I'm a Riverdale fan. Like,
oh, God.
You're really preaching to the choir with that one.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just like, I didn't watch season two. Because also, K-dramas are so long, like, the episodes.
Yeah.
Like, my first love is, like, relatively a shorter one because it's less than an hour. I found it's kind of hard to find ones that are less than an hour long.
It's less than an hour, but each episode is at least 52 minutes, I feel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, some of them I think are in the 40s, like upper 40s.
Really?
Some of them are, yeah.
I don't know. It all feels like a while for, right. for me, and then I'm
I
just
mean,
like...
I mean, they are, but I mean, compared to, like, most other K-dramas that are, like, usually over 65 minutes, like...
Yeah.
just often up to 70 and, you know, more. So, and at that point, it's almost, like, a full feature-length movie.
Yeah.
It would be considered a feature-length movie, but it's not, like, as long as the average feature-length, I would say. So, you know, at that point, you're like, and so when you, like, find a show that has, like, 20 episodes of, like, over an hour each, you're like, that's a lot of hours, right? And especially a show where you have to, like, really sit and read it. You can't just, like, listen while it's, like, in the background. Like, you really have to sit down and pay attention. Like, that's why I have trouble starting, like, watching these shows, because it's so hard to, like, get through all of it, because I don't have that much time usually to just sit and really watch something.
Yeah. I mean, I get that.
So.
And yet, I just finished watching an anime the other day. It absorbs so much of my... I only had, like, 48 episodes to watch, but because it was subtitled, it absorbed so much of my time, because I would take breaks in between, because I'd be like, I'm tired of reading.
Yeah,
but I want to finish this, because I'm, like in the back of my mind, I'm like,
are you ever watching something with subtitles, and then you go look at your phone and realize you have no idea what's going on, and you're like, wait, I can't multitask? Because I multitask when I watch, like, everything. Like, not everything. Like, there are some... Like, that's why I watch a lot, way more, like, sitcoms and things like that than, like, serious dramas, because, like, I feel like I need to pay more attention to the dramas.
Yeah.
And I like to multitask. So, like, I was rewatching a show while I was at work today, like, doing work, and I just had it on up there, and I was listening to it while I was doing stuff.
Yeah, I usually, what I do instead is I like to be, like, I've gotten really good at this, where I can, like, almost tell when a conversation has nothing to do with the actual plot of the show, and I'm just like, oh, I can tune out here.
Yeah,
I just, like, grab my phone really quick, and I'm like, you've got, like, 30 seconds. You better make this count.
Oh, my God.
So I'll, like, scroll through all of my notifications super fast.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, I definitely had some text messages I need to look at, and they look like they're all dumb. They are. So I'm gonna ignore that. But anyway, yeah. When it comes to Teo, I'm not interested in him and his romantic love interest at all. I think she's a bitch.
I'd say I'm overall, like, really enjoying rewatching it, but every time there's a scene with him and her, I'm like, bathroom break.
Time to tune out.
Yeah, because I also, like, especially rewatching it, like, especially when I wasn't into it the first time, the second time I really don't care, because I also know what happens, so that I don't even have, like, that to interest me.
Do you know what's really weird is I feel like the show can tell that, like, I'm not as interested in Teo's storyline, so they're, like, trying to bring in his dad's aspect in there. They're just like, no, there's more drama than just this romantic stuff, and I'm just like, I still don't care.
No, honestly, when I tell people about this show, I'm like, really the only, like, major plot is just these people's relationships changing with each other. Like, I'm like, there are, like, all these, like, dramatic subplots, but, like, none of them are really so significant to the story that I would, like, mention them when telling what the show is about.
And like, I hate superfluous things that have nothing to do with anything.
Well, then K-dramas are not it for you, Chad.
I mean, that's just not the thesis. As a writer, I can tell you, I'm like, whenever you just add in stuff that has nothing to do with anything, unless there's some type of, like, weird underlying, like, red herring where you're just like, I'm burying the lead super far down in here in this subplot bullshit that no one cares about.
Like, as far as the small amount of K-dramas I've seen, this is, I wouldn't say, is one of my favorites. I think it was fun to watch. It's a fun thing. But, like, I don't think it's as well done as some of the others I've watched. And not just, like, production value, but just, like, just as well written, where I'm like, again, like I said, it gets to the point where, like, ugh, whatever, I don't care about Teo or this girl. Move on.
I will say this. It has been a very long time since I've been remotely interested in a heterosexual pairing. And I'm interested in two of them in this show. And that's very surprising to me. Because most of the time, I'm usually just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
If they're together. I mean, I feel like all the random shows that we've watched, I'm like,
that's because I think so many of them are just forced. Like, they're just not.
They are. They're always forced. At least in this one, they're doing, like, as much as I'm not interested in Teo's love story, they're at least doing it in a progressive way where if I was, I would be interested in it.
Right.
I'm just not interested in him.
Yeah, like, the relationship building in this show is pretty good.
Yeah.
And
that's something I think that K-dramas really excel at.
Absolutely, yeah. Like, they're
so,
really,
you know,
they're
American
really
writers, take note. If you want to write some straighty romance, watch you some K-dramas.
It's true. Because especially they don't do, like, the, two straight people are in the same room, they like each other. It's very much, like, they do it with a lot of intent, and it's a very, usually, like, slow build, slow burn. Like, a lot of times, like, they'll get the attraction right away or, like, something like that, but, like, the actual building of the relationship itself is not, like, a, oh, they met, they're in love. Now it's, like, no, it really tends to go from, like I was saying either that earlier, that fan fiction trope where it's, like, enemies to, like, lovers or, like, friends to lovers. Like, they really tend to really draw that out and, like, show you how it progresses instead of just being, like, oh, no, they're just, like, super into each other now because, like, I don't know, they woke up one morning and was like, it's you. It's like, no, they...
I had a dream.
There are actually things that, like, you know, motivated how they feel about each other, so.
I, you know what's a really underrated trope that I think that people should do a lot more? Lovers to enemies.
Oh my god, true!
I need more of those.
Oh my god, what's the opposite of a rom-com where, like... It's funny, but they just hate each other.
It's a hate com.
A hate com. I need more hate coms. Thank you.
For some reason, I just thought about them being on Disney Channel. I don't know why. Oh, that my God. Popped in my head. Well, I'm like, I feel Disney, like, get on it.
Well, yeah. I mean, you're kind of right, though, where it's like every movie about a couple falling apart is always like a sad movie. And it's like, no. I want a comedic movie where a couple's relationship falls apart. Like, I want it because sometimes, in my opinion, it's funny.
Okay, there are those movies, but they're from, like, again, the early thousands. That's what that's from. Like, you
see.
Have you ever seen the? Well, you've definitely never seen this movie. I think it's called Love Sucks.
I don't think so, no.
Tyra Banks is in it.
Oh my god.
She's a side character. Tyra Banks and Bill Bellamy are, like, dating and as side characters. But, I can't even remember the main characters because they're, like, they were, like, pseudo-known actors back then, but it's, like, now if I, like, told you their names, people would be like, who the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's funny. I should definitely find it, because I remember I used to watch it when I was younger, and it was, like, really... The reason why I like to watch it is because it was one of those type of ones where their romance dissolved to the point where they hated each other and were just trying to get revenge.
See, I love that. That sounds so much fun. Like, where are those?
That's the reason why I love, Two Can Play That Game. With, what's her name? Vivica A. Fox and Morris Chestnut. So good. Because, again, that one's not actually about, like, getting revenge. It's more about, like, playing games in a relationship.
Yeah.
Where it's just like, oh, you think you could play me? I can play you 10 times harder. Love that. Where are those movies, man? This is definitely the time where I think that, you know, people need more of those. Especially with the clownery going around these days.
A lot of clownery.
The goopery, the clownery. I don't know, actually. No, whatever. Anyway.
It's so. like in Jane the Virgin, where Rogelio dated that one woman who has, like, the matchmaking company for, like, a minute, but then, like, they did a few years jump, and they hate each other. Like, they were, like, tight. They dated for, like, such a short period of time and then realized that they hated each other. And they still do. That's the beautiful thing. They're mature enough that they can, like, raise a child together, but they hate each other, and I love that.
Ugh.
I'm like, this is what I want.
I totally forgot about that.
I did until right now. But, you know, I've been delving pretty deep into Jane the Virgin recently, so.
Yeah.
Half of my Twitter is just Jane the Virgin content.
And we love that.
Yeah. Got a little bit of Women's World Cup on there now, too, so.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot that's going on.
Yeah.
Which is weird. You would think I would, whatever. Anyway.
Well, that USA game was wild. The first time I've ever felt patriotic, truly patriotic.
Yeah, I was going to say the women's soccer team, football team? I'll say football team. The women's football team.
The women's World Cup team.
Yes, they're very good. I think they won last World Cup, I believe.
They did. They won the last women's World Cup. Although, I was telling our friend who is super in the World Cup, I'm like, why is it that the men's World Cup is just World Cup, and then the women's World Cup is the women's World Cup. It's like, I'm gonna start switching it. So it's the World Cup and the men's World Cup.
Well, yeah.
I'm really enjoying the women's World Cup so far. And I'm not, like, I'm not into the sports ball, but, like, Like, I'm not going to go actively really watch it by myself, but, like, if someone puts it on, I'll watch it.
Yeah, I'm not into the World Cup either. I just watched the men's one, but for superficial reasons. It's literally just to, like, look at all the parade of hot guys from around the world. Yeah.
Well, I saw a great tweet that it's just like, oh, you're a fan of the women's USA soccer team? Name three of the lesbians. And someone's like, so many choices. And I'm like, wow, I love Pride Month.
Definitely one of them is Maggie. There has to be a Maggie. There's always one on every team,
I know. There are a lot of really wild names, honestly.
Also, Liz.
Alex Morgan is an icon. I'm an Alex Morgan stan now.
I mean, I don't know who that is, but...
She is one of the best.
And then you're describing her as if I'm gonna know.
She's one of the best. No, I'm giving you context. She's one of the best players on the team. In that game, she got 5 goals and had, like, 3 assists, I think.
I don't know what any of that means. I don't
know
anything about sports.
Do you know what goal means?
Yes, and the funniest thing is I played soccer as a kid.
That's so funny.
And I was a goalie, and I have no idea.
No, so she got 5 goals out of the 13, and then 3 assists, which means that she passed the ball to the person who got the goal. So she was directly involved in 8 of the 13 goals.
I feel like you would have been helpful when Grace and I did our sports episode.
No, because I only know these things because, well, one, again, I've been watching the World Cup with a friend of ours who is really into the World Cup, and so they've been informing me of things. Mm. Second of all, my brother plays ice hockey, which, honestly, when it comes to rules and how the game works, very similar. That's how I know assists, because they also have assists. But, like, same for offsides. Same thing, basically. But, like, that's the only reason. And I can't talk to, like, football. I still don't know what a down is, and I don't care.
I don't either. But do you know what's really funny? Understand baseball a lot more now because of my job. And I care the least about that.
Someone had to tell, recently was telling me how there's the top and the bottom of an inning or whatever, and I'm like, I don't. They kind of try to explain it, and I still don't know
it
what that means.
It just literally
either.
Means when the teams switch.
Oh.
It's
See,
like,
he didn't say that. That makes so much more sense.
Yeah, so say, for instance, red team starts the inning. When they switch, that's the bottom of the inning. It's because the other team
is... Wow. Okay, see, if I had known that, my life would have been so much easier, because I didn't...
Yeah, that's really what it is with a lot of baseball. I feel like a lot of it seemed confusing, and then I'm just like, oh, it's actually very straightforward.
Well, I know a lot about how soccer became, like, called soccer in America, and football was named football in America, because I did a deep Wikipedia dive yesterday.
It's because Americans don't know what English is?
No. Actually, soccer is a British word.
So fuck the British.
Basically, there are two main types of football, where there was rugby football and what was called soccer football, both known as, you know, which are now known as, like, rugby and football. But basically, Brits would shorten them, because who wants to say a lot of words? So, soccer... football was short. Like, they would just kind of refer to it as soccer. And then rugby was shortened to rugby a lot. And then, so in the U.S., because, you know, colonialism, or did I say it right? I don't know. I'm tired. I'm getting to that point of the day where I'm, like, having troubles keeping one train of thought. But, so they had these sports as well. And, they actually had a third type of football, which was called some long-ass word that started with a G that I didn't remember, but Americans being Americans never said that word, so they just called it football, which is now the American football. And then the soccer football, they just shortened to soccer, because they needed a different name for it, since they are calling this other thing football. So they took the British nickname for it.
I mean, it just doesn't make sense to call football football, because you rarely use your foot.
Yeah. But it was basically because it was already called, like, there are variations of it already being called football other places. So, like, Because I think, like, rugby started as a very... soccer football was the first football. And then rugby was a variation that came up where you were allowed to, like, carry it and stuff. And, yeah, so that... So regular football is what started first. And then rugby football came on. And apparently, there's also a type of Gaelic football. And Canadians have their own version of football, and so do the Australians. So they all have their own, like, variations of, like, you know, football.
How did we end up here? How did we get here?
Welcome to our new sports podcast.
I'm like, I don't want to talk about sports. I get enough of this at work, and I don't care.
You're talking about the Women's World Cup. I'm sorry.
I just got sucked into this explanation. I mean, now I know a lot about, like, why it's called what it is, but... It just makes me more annoyed.
It was interesting because it wasn't what I expected it to be, so now I've actually retained the information because I found it kind of, like, mildly interesting, so.
You know what?
Must now
you
share.
Now you can be that straight guy at a party.
Want to hear some fun facts about the digestive system?
I know some of those, and too. Walks away.
I know some of those, too. Thanks, podcasts.
Well, you know, that's... I feel like that concludes this episode.
We've
tacked on an additional topic to the end, so hope everyone enjoyed that. I hope we all learned a little something today. It was a lot like the Magic School Bus, where you didn't intend that. You went on a fun journey with us and then ended up learning about something else.
Well, in my first love, they play basketball. Sports. Full circle.
Gotta throw that in here. So, you know, next time we'll... Honestly, next time I want to just watch Legacies because we've been putting it off, so...
We have been, yeah.
We might as well dive into that. Let's just actively have multiple things open and then we'll go with what the wind takes us.
Whatever we're feeling that day. Maybe we'll go back to Sims. Who knows?
That's whenever I figure out how to work the Twitch.
The Twitch?
I have to go watch some YouTube videos on it. You know, that's...
I actually coincidentally did some research on that too a few days ago, but that was for work, so...
You know what? We really just need to... Let's divide up and work on our own personal skills and figure out how to work Twitch. And then we'll be like, cool, now we know how to
do it. And meanwhile, I'll go do more research on the history of football.
Love it. Love that energy. So, as always, thanks for listening, guys. Gucci!